Hello and welcome to another edition of the Arb Life podcast. I'm podcasting live today from the 53rd annual Pendel Shade Tree Symposium, and I'm going to be walking around the symposium today and doing a little bit of a mashup of different speakers, different guests, different exhibitors, and just talking to people about their experience and what it means to be a part of the event. Hey everyone, I'm here with Dave Ruyak. He's a big player here at the Pendel Symposium. Dave, can you talk a little bit about your experience with planning and setup this year? What went well, and are you happy with the turnout?
Happy with the turnout, not happy with the facility. So we'll see what happens for next year.
And what about the exhibitors and all the presenters and everything like that? You got a whole ton of experience down here, a great network of people. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I think everybody's getting, the vendors seem to be enjoying themselves. A lot of good foot traffic, a lot of people going by. I think the presenters are doing well. Haven't heard too many problems, too many issues. Good topics this year. So.
Hey, Dave, as always, man, you've done a great job with anything, and we're lucky to have you here at the Pendel chapter.
Thanks, man.
Hey, everybody, I'm here with the legendary Mike Tatey, professional arborist, trainer, teacher, big part of the crane school, climber safety crane school with Pete at the Crane Man. Mike, can you talk a little bit about your experience in the field and bringing that experience to all the students and sort of what that process is like for you?
It's great. It's great. I attribute a lot of my career and being where I'm at today because I've worked with so many different people, and I've always said you can learn something from everybody even if it's what not to do. So that aspect of it has taken me, worked across the country and here doing this, that, and the other thing, and it's just broadened the scope of the things I look at when I look at stuff.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's, I'm seeing it from a lot of different angles, and I just feel like it's that aspect alone has got me where I'm at today, and I'd love to turn that around and be in a position to be able to dump that back out on somebody else.
No, totally. I think, having you as an educator is a really big asset, and I would advise anyone that can get involved with the climber safety, the crane school with Pete and the Crane Man, to take advantage of those resources and learn everything that they can. So we thank you for everything you do, Mike.
Absolutely.
Yes. Hang on. I'm here with the mighty Jeff Van Dusen, Bartlett Tree Experts, and Arch Ottenwright, one of the newest board members of the Pendel chapter, ISA. Congrats, by the way, Arch. You're the man. So just talking a little bit about sort of the highlights of the symposium and why it's such a fun thing to come out to and see everybody. Comments, questions? This year's symposium. The mighty Jeff.
Every year I think that I'm gonna get all into the scientific stuff or the climbing demonstrations, and every year the thing that keeps me coming back is the people I see. I mean, like you were just saying about thinking about me when you were riding down the highway. The symposium is when I see Derek, it's when I see you, it's when I see Arch, it's when I see Teddy, unless he's hanging with Pete on a crane job or something. And it's the little informal conversations like this one where I learn as much in those informal conversations as I ever do in the presentations.
The networks run deep.
Well, yeah, and not for nothing. A lot of times moving from company to company is the only way to stay alive in this industry. And, those sort of relationships can work their way into a working relationship.
They don't go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, well said. Arch, what about a little bit of behind the scenes and how everything ran from your end on a administrative level?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the cool things with me was, I came here a couple years ago, and I thought there could be some improvements, and I went around and I talked with a bunch of different people, and I said, what can I do to help? And they all had the same response. They said, get involved. And so that's what kind of led me looking to get on the board and help create positive changes from the inside and be a part of that. And so I'm here to motivate anyone. If you have any questions, I mean, some of the rewarding thing for me is being a part of it and seeing this come together and understanding just how much really does go into it.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
There's always ways to improve, but getting everyone here, as Jeff said it perfect, man, the people are what keep you coming. And I mean, being able to see everyone here, see how they react to everything, it's bittersweet, you know, because it only happens once a year.
Well said.
We like seeing it.
No doubt.
But then it's over in 2 days. So.
Yeah. Enjoy it while we can.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's always great talking to you guys. It's always great seeing you guys. I love you, man.
Likewise. Love being on the Arb Life.
Hey everybody, I'm just making my way off the trade show floor here. I'm here with the legendary Derek Martin and the now chapter title holder and next probably world champion, international tree climbing champion, Jake Riggs, the legendary Jake Riggs. Yeah, guys, talk to me a little bit about your experience at the symposium, some of the faces you saw, some of the things that you liked.
Oh, yeah, it's always a good time coming out and seeing people. I learn just as much from talking to everybody that I see as I do going to the classes and stuff like that. So running into people I only see a couple times a year is always worth it.
Now, Derek, I have to ask you, we were sitting in a class together, and you started passing around one of your new secret weapons. Are you ready to reveal that secret on the Arb Life, or is that a little secret that people are going to have to wait to see in a Masters challenge?
Oh, gotta wait. It's not my opinion. It's not in production.
Not in production yet. Everybody better watch, because Derek Martin still has a couple of tricks up his sleeve, baby. Jake, talk a little bit about seeing everyone at the symposium, all the familiar faces, and sort of what that's like.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, this is my second time I've been at this in probably 5 years. Love seeing all the old faces. I only see at comps in here. Like to see new equipment. Like to see Aaron up on stage now, being boss-like.
Yeah, I'm going to get him next.
Yeah.
Yo, guys.
That's awesome.
No, listen, I love running into you guys, and it's always a great time to get to sit down and learn some things together and network and just keep the community alive. I'm just going to continue right here. I'm with the legendary Jim Savage, Pendel chapter, longtime educator at Penn State, a really tycoon of the industry, if you will. And Jim, could you just talk about a little bit about the ISA community and sort of what it's done for your career and what it's done for yourself as an arborist through the years?
Yeah, actually, this is the 20th year that I've been teaching arboriculture at Penn State and doing extension stuff. And the reason I'm doing it is because Pendel stepped up when I first started and gave money to support my salary and then pushed the dean and all the administrators to make it a permanent position. And now I'm 50% teaching at college and 50% extension stuff. And the Pendel people have been just amazing. All of them, it's an amazing group of guys that are willing to help each other out and work with each other, do whatever's needed to help somebody figure the job out and do it right.
That's awesome. Jim, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Just caught up with Aaron Feather from Cumberland Valley Tree Service. Is the one of the finest trainers and safety coordinators that I know of in the industry. Got to see Aaron do a really wonderful presentation on climbing and working around electrical hazards. So we got into some technical rigging concepts and some really good discussion there. Aaron, can you talk a little bit about safety training, how you've moved into that role, and the importance that it plays in your day-to-day operation, your day-to-day focus?
Well, thanks, TC, for considering me for this interview. Thanks for the introduction. But I've had the title of safety and training coordinator for about 5 years. I just lacked the time and capacity to do the things that I wanted to do as a safety guy and as a trainer. Now, being a full-time safety and training, that being a full-time position, I'm given the freedom and a considerable budget to incorporate trainings and other things into guys' workday without halting production. which is a big plus. And that's the case you have to make to an employer, how you can squeeze training and safety training into a work day and not hurt production, and then also how to keep the respect of your guys that you're training, because you can only stay out of the field too long before they consider you a dinosaur.
No doubt.
And it doesn't take long. So keeping up a relationship with the guys in the field is key in that role, and probably one of the most important things, because if they lose your respect, you've lost your audience. And then staying current with new standards, equipment is also a big thing. Going to the competitions for me hones my skills and opens the door for new techniques and gear. And obviously coming to the Pendle Shade Tree Symposium is a highlight of my year. Even though it's just coming to Lancaster, it's still cool to hang out with other tree guys and
keeping the
do cool stuff with us.
Keeping the network alive and keeping the community healthy.
That's right.
Aaron Feather, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, TC.
Now, real quick, I'm here. Hang on. I'm here with Pete from the Crane Man. Pete, just wanted to catch up a little bit about the symposium. I know you got Crane Safety Climber School on the horizon. Spots are filling up quick. It's really caught on like wildfire all across the country. This is something that really no one else is doing, is providing this hands-on crane training. Can you talk a little bit about the experience, what people can expect, and what it's all about?
It's actually it turned into an incredible work event, hands-on training event. Probably is the one and only that is actually happening. We've got international entries, essentially. People from Denmark, people from Australia have been showing interest. Canadians are already coming. People from Washington State, California, Florida, all four corners of the United States, they're coming from far and wide to take the course. It's the eighth year for the course, and yes, it really has just exploded. Essentially, our climber spots are already full with a four-day, you know, fill-up of 40 spots. We do have about a dozen non-climbing spots left, so they'll probably go in the next couple days, which makes me happy and sad all at the same time. You know, it's a good thing, and obviously with that kind of showing from the industry, it makes me feel like, okay, it's something people want still, it's something people need still, and, you know, to actually get a hands-on training experience working with the cranes and our top-notch climbers. The climbers that we have in these trees are the best in the business, and I'd put them up against anybody that says differently kind of thing.
No, yeah, definitely, you know, the climbers that you get in there and the trainers that you get in there, can you talk a little bit about over the years how that network between you and some of the instructors that you use has sort of evolved? I know a lot of the guys you work with all the time in the field, and this is really a network that really with roots that runs super deep. So can you talk a little bit about that connection?
Yeah, for sure. The first course, obviously, the 2011 at the Pendle ISA Symposium, I pitched the idea with me and Mike Tadian, and pulled in a couple, with my connections to the guys in the business, I asked the favors. We all volunteered everything that first year. We had 11 students, and it's really taken off since then. Obviously, in 8 years, gone to this, and some of those students are now instructors. Rick Use was a student for 5 years, and he's begged and begged and pleaded kind of thing until, till I actually saw that, say, okay, he's the guy I want to come in as our knuckle boom instructor. He's the man when it comes to knuckle booms, and he got the new truck going and the grapple saw and whatnot, so we will demonstrate that as always. Anybody that wants to see that, we have it, and Rick's the man to show that. So I've developed relationships with every student that has ever come through the course. I keep in touch with everybody. I'm not hiding. I'm easy to find. Facebook, Instagram, the website. Call me. I'll tell you anything I can, and I'll help anybody out that I can in whatever way I can. It's a give back, and it helps me run my business.
Hey, Pete, listen, man, what you're doing for the industry is really you are such an incredible resource. You are an incredible operator. You're just a wonderful human being to be around. And honestly, anyone who's out there listening to this, you should take advantage of this. Try to get to this school. Try to get to this course. utilize these resources because it's something that will stay with you for your whole career. So, Pete, thanks for everything that you're doing, and we'll be in touch.
TC, awesome.
Yeah, I'm on my way out the door. Just finally caught up with my old friend Mike Dunn, now with Bartlett Tree Experts. Mike is... I've been an arborist in the Philly area, Norristown area, for many years, and he's a very experienced voice in the industry. Mike, can you talk a little bit about what the network, the network of the ISA has been for you, what the network has done for you in your career?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a great foundation of just as a starting point to get into the industry. The training that the ISA provides is fantastic. Getting involved in the tree climbing competitions has really expanded your horizons on what you can do in a tree and moves you more towards the kind of athletic direction with getting out on the outer extremities where climbing requires you to get. So, but the network is really where it's at. I would say, you know, when I was running a small business without the ISA, I would have had a really hard time just finding talent to fill positions, and I still continue to use that network today with working for a bigger company. But.
Sweet, Mike. Awesome catching up with you, man. Good luck with everything.